You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Glory Hole Radio Network, gloryholeradio.com.
Yo, what's up, niggas? If you think Robert Kelly is funny, you know what, dude? You should see this white motherfucker stand up. See him live December 7th at the Gotham Comedy Club. We'll be headlining a special Laugh Button live show. Then, on New Year's Eve, he'll be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, son. On January 7th, he'll be coming back home to his Boston fans and all that white motherfuckers at the Wilbur Theater. Be sure to get your tickets at robertkellylive.com and spread the word, nigga. It's a goddamn Gator fight!
Here we are. Welcome, 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 welcome. Hello. Howdy. How are you? To another edition. Is that what it is? An edition? Of You Know What, Dude podcast. The YKWD, as we've been trying to fucking brand it. Or fucking, it's a goddamn gator fight.
Oh, right.
I'm kidding. That was last week.
I didn't talk through the whole intro.
You didn't. You're a fucking good man, Joe.
Yeah, shut up this time.
You're a good man. You usually fucking step right on that.
Well.
Intentionally.
And I just would like to point out that as I didn't talk, you clearly didn't know what to say.
That's bullshit.
I was stammering.
I didn't stammer. I stammered intentionally.
You established show title.
Thank you.
New edition.
Bingo.
Which I think it's actually episode.
And
YKWD.
And I gave an array of howdies, hellos, or
you did.
Welcomes for different people. How? Because different people say hello and welcome and all that shit differently. So thank you, Dan.
Welcome.
Wow, he's really good.
Oh, he's a suck up.
Absolutely.
There's a difference between being good and being a suck up.
He's not a suck up. I disagree with
that. I think I'm a mixture of both, Joe. See how I avoid conflict?
Yeah.
I took what you said.
Very good.
And agreed with it.
Very good. Very good. Dan back from Ireland.
Ooh.
The Emerald Isle.
Yeah. Are you Irish?
Half Irish.
Half Irish and half what?
Swedish.
Monster.
Half carnival act.
Half giant.
Half giant.
What are you looking for?
His ashtray.
Oh, you gonna smoke? Yeah, you can smoke in here.
I can't smoke in here.
Why?
Because I quit today.
Bingo! Yay.
Don't clap yet. You will eventually be allowed to smoke in here again. It's just right at this moment, I want a cigarette so fucking bad.
All right, I won't have
that one. It's going to kill me.
Yeah. Look, man, I know how you feel. I think it's 3 months. I don't know what it is, but 3 months or something today.
I want to talk about it, but I didn't mean to cut off Dan's Ireland story. Or was that it?
No, I don't know.
I looked for an ashtray. Hey,
can you hear the fucking the mood swings in his voice already?
He's already
I want to talk about it. Was that it? Whatever. I mean, 2 months, 4 weeks, and 1 day, and I've saved $2,500.
Jesus.
And the reason why people give me shit, like, dude, what are you fucking, $1,000 a pack? Do the math, fucking dummy. You don't know how to do math on Twitter. Because, you know, Twitter is a fucking positive place to fucking...
Yeah.
And anyways, I smoked a pack and a half a day. My wife smoked around a pack a day. So I combined the two, how much I'm saving, because I bought all the cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I bought them out of the state and I got them a little cheaper. Sometimes I bought them in here. It was $14 a pack in New York City for my cigarettes. For my wife's cigarettes, it was $14 a pack too. So I kind of fucking guesstimated and put everything together. So it was around, I just... Two packs a day, $14 a pack. It's really a little more than that, a little less, give and take. $2,500 I've saved.
Jesus.
It's a lot of money.
It's a fucking, that's a vacation.
And you look better. You're glowing.
I'm fatter. Fatter. Here's what sucked, Joe. And I don't think it's going to happen to you, but I went on a diet right away too, which was a fucking dumb move because I almost went insane.
Right.
And, I went on that Medifast, and then I had to quit it. And once you quit Medifast, you balloon right back up even more.
Right.
Because now you've been eating five little tiny things a day for 3 weeks. Once you get off that and you start eating regular food, you just fucking balloon the fuck up. I gained 20 pounds in 3 months. Or whatever the fuck it is.
So you look like an ex-boxer?
Yeah, I'm probably as close. I'm the second fattest I've ever been.
Really?
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, I went to the doctors last week because I had chest pains.
Yeah, that was scary, man.
Yeah.
It was.
Everything all right?
Well, we were on the phone. We were doing the secret project, which I...
Yeah, and he fucking runs off the goddamn...
Literally,
in the middle of a sentence. I gotta go. I'm having chest pains. I gotta go. And he, like, hung up. He sounded like he was gonna cry.
Yeah, it was bad. It, like, my chest, the middle of my chest cramped up, like, hurt, like somebody was stabbing it.
What did it end up being?
It was...
His shirt size just went up.
Apparently, cunt isn't out of your system.
Yeah, what did it end up being? Was gas?
I was going to tell you that until you fucking hurt my feelings. Jesus Christ. It was an esophageal spasm. Esophagus spasm, esophageal, something like that.
What does that mean?
I mean, it has to do with acid reflux. And I'm taking the pills. I got these new pills from Dr. Steve, who's fucking amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
O&A's Dr. Steve. Do you know about him?
Mm-mm.
He's his own show, Bad Medicine, I believe it's called. Weird Medicine on Sirius. It's a fucking great show. If you haven't listened to it, get on it. He's just a doctor, but he's a creep too. You know, he's got a great fucking sense of humor, but he gave me his number. If anything you need, and I've called him on the road. I've been sick. I've had, you know, strep throat and I've needed penicillin, and he can write you a prescription and, you know, he won't do anything fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You called for me when I had that bad flu in LA?
No, we called actually Don's friend, who's a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Don.
That guy was great.
Yeah, Bill. Bill was cool too. He's another guy who I have, kind of a concierge doctor. And I called him up immediately, and he told me it might be esophagus spasms. And it's heartburn. And I take these pills, and it kind of, I don't know if something happens in here, and your esophagus cramps up. And it's like a cramp in your esophagus. And that's what happened. And I thought I was having a heart attack. You know, with all this fucking shit going on with comics and everybody's getting sick, and we're at that age now. We're motherfucker. I mean, how old are you?
28.
Yeah, he's not there yet, but we're there. You know?
You're there.
You're there.
I'm
how old are you?
Right there, 34.
Yeah, but you're there.
I'm almost there.
You're there physically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Soul wise, you're 48.
Oh, way older than that.
Yeah, you're like a curmudgeon-y 62.
Yeah. That's why I had to quit smoking. I mean, because this is the first time in my life that I was out, without question, addicted. Every other time I quit or started again, it was always like, I'm done with this. Who cares? And I would just put it down. And when I would start again, it would be like, I feel like having a smoke. I don't fucking care. Like, whatever. Yeah. It was never like I need it. Now, dude, I'm getting to that point. I'm smoking in the morning.
Yeah.
When I'm breathing heavy, I want a cigarette.
Yeah.
That's what's fucked up. The negative effects of smoking make you want to smoke. I'm getting that phlegmy shit. I'm not coughing up any colored phlegm yet, which means I'm still ahead of the curve, hopefully. But I was just like, I got to quit. Like, I want one so bad right now. Like, I want to clench my fists. So it's time to fucking go, man.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's going to be so fucking hard.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You got your, just call Bobby anytime you want to see
it. No, it's really bad, man. This is it. This is the reality of, this is the, and this is, I psychologically, I prepared myself for for quitting smoking by looking at like these crazy religions. I YouTubed, you know, religions that sacrifice, you know, like they flog themselves, or you know, even the Jewish religion that they won't eat for, you know, they fast, and the Catholic religion they give up shit for a whole month. They just don't do something like chocolate.
Yeah.
It's just Lent. It's like, yeah, it's Lent. Yeah. And it's like why do these people, they sacrifice? And it's like, if these regular motherfuckers can sacrifice, this is going to suck. Sacrifice sucks. It's going to hurt. It's going to stink. It's not going to feel good. I'm going to probably get into arguments. I'm going to get angry. Just try to stay away from people as much as you can. I know I'm going to go into clubs and I'm going to get the fuck out, because if I'm around people, I'm going to snap because people suck. You know? It's just going to suck. And I set myself up like, I'm going to do this and it's going to hurt really bad. And I'm going to set up support with my wife and some of my friends. And I'm going to talk about it as much as I can and deal with the consequences. The consequences are having to say sorry, flipping out, almost getting into a couple fights. All that bullshit is going to happen, but that's life. It's, you know, I'm not going to die. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's going to happen is in a few weeks, a month, I'm going to feel amazing. I'm going to not just amazing physically, accomplished. Right. That I actually did something. I chose to do something that can't be done. I fucking said I'm going to do it, and I did it.
Well, dude, I'll tell you too, man. You want to talk about addiction? I've had no sense of smell for months. I've been completely congested with no sense of smell for months. I know booze doesn't help that, but that's really a smoking thing. And it's like, I'm sitting here going, I can't fucking smell, and I'm congested every morning, and I'm still smoking.
Yeah, last time we did the show, I was in a cab with Bobby, and he's like a fucking basset hound. The cab driver's eating something. He's like, dude, is that an apple? And the guy's like, yes, it is. After Bobby just fucking read him his rights for going into traffic.
You're going to go into traffic? Dude, are you eating an apple?
And he's like, yes, how do you know that?
It's pretty fucking amazing. I can smell... like crazy
smell ghosts.
Dude, you're gonna fuck, I'm telling you, I can smell ghosts when I can smoke when I had a pack a day. But I can smell crazy now. I can, which helps you taste differently.
Yeah.
Food is different, which sucks because now food is like amazing. Oh my god. Oh fuck, that's the hard part. Is I'm like, I'm gonna get fat. I know I'm gonna. Now it's 3 months. Now I have to go back to trying to eat right. Because now I went to the doctors, I'm too heavy. I have high blood pressure because I'm too fat. I let myself go. Not only that, is that we're in the public eye. So when you get fat, I got to hear it every fucking day. I got to hear from these fucking, you know, these assholes every fucking day. Fatty, fat, fuck, fat, shit, fat, fuck. And it you know, imagine the normal person trying to quit smoking and lose weight. All they have is the voices in their head and what people think of them behind their back at work.
Yeah, yours are vocalized.
Ours is right the fuck in your face by thousands of people every day.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's rough.
You can't. It hurts. It fucking hurts.
That's why.
What?
It's what we're talking. It's the same thing. It's why I called you today and I go, I'm just in this fucking weird place because, you know, I've opened up about a few things over the last couple of weeks in this podcast. I'm talking about them on stage. And you get, I mean, the tweets make me laugh. I'm not being a pussy. They're funny. The Facebook posts are funny. But you get it over and over every day. And then you're doing it on stage and people are being weird. And you're like, am I fucked up? Is there something wrong with me? Like, am I a fucking psycho or something? Why is everybody acting like this? You start to really turn it on yourself, like you're saying, you know?
Yeah,
I'm just going, what the fuck? I'm just trying to live my life. I'm just being a fucking honest, open person.
Well, here's the problem. Is even at the top of it, when you're doing great and you're making good money, when you got all the heat on you, I think the only real, what's the word I'm looking for? Pure time of stand-up is at the beginning. When you're just chasing it. You ain't getting paid. You ain't getting any heat. All you want is to get on stage.
And you're just eating your shit.
All you want to do is just get up there.
Yeah.
And you can't. You can't. You know, so you just keep trying. I just want to get 5 minutes. I just want to get on that fucking dumb shit stage, wherever it is, and do 5 minutes. But as soon as you start making it, as soon as you start getting stuff, and you start having expectations, you kind of get fucked up.
Yeah. I say all the time, dude, I think I've said on the podcast before, my fondest... Look, I have great memories with you guys and in recent years of getting to do cool stuff or whatever. But I have to say, my fondest memories, because they're purely innocent, were from my first year of stand-up when I still lived in Philly. This guy, Paul Solari, bless the guy's heart, promoter, comedy teacher, whatever in Philly, comic, great dude. He'd have these shows. He'd have his graduation shows where his classes would graduate. They'd bring all their families out, and he'd hire me and Mike Vecchione and this guy Chip Jambrone to do the shows. You know, you'd get like 40 or 50 bucks. You'd go up, you'd kill because everybody was in a good mood, even though we were open micers, basically.
Yeah.
You'd fucking hit on some guy's cousin after the show, you know, hook up with her, have a few drinks, you know, some pool hall that they turned into a comedy room for the night. The fucking... I mean, dude, literally all month long... would be excited about that one show, just waiting, waiting. Nothing was going to come out of it.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful, man. It was fucking beautiful. And I remember sitting in the parking lot of that venue with Mike Vecchione in my car and going, fucking out of here, man. I'm going to New York. Fuck this shit. You know, and not appreciating it when I was there. Just going, I got to get to the next thing.
But Dan, yeah. You're kind of at that point now where, dude, food is fucking fun for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you get, you know.
I get excited about like.
This.
I still get excited. Yeah. You get excited. But I get excited like about little shit. Like they're like hotels included.
What?
I can stay in a hotel. Oh. And like, you know, like, or even having
Frosty bust my ball. Dude, I remember when you used to fucking, I get a hotel room and they fly me there and you're all excited.
It's like I you know, for the first time I got flown out to Ireland for nothing, for being a creep.
Yeah.
And it's fucking awesome. The whole time I'm like, free movies. I get food. I was fucking ear to ear. Still am.
Now we're like, well, yeah, it better be a king bed. Is it a king bed? Frosty, if it's not a king bed, I'm not fucking going.
Yeah.
And as a business class, I'm not flying to fucking Ireland in coach.
I did.
Exactly.
And it was rough.
Yeah.
I got these dumb spider legs just locking up on me over the Atlantic.
Yeah. You could be on an all expense paid trip to the fucking Caribbean where they're giving you 10 grand for the show.
Yeah.
And I'd still be sitting there going, really? They're making me sell my fucking merch over here? Uh-huh. The fucking crowd's emptying out over there. Why do they have, it's like, it's just so miserable.
Yeah. Dude. Well, when I first got sober, all those little dumb sayings they used to say to me, my sponsor, you know, one day at a time and keep it simple, stupid. And the one that always sticks out is, have no expectations, you'll have everything you need.
Yeah.
It always sticks out. It's like, if you don't expect anything, you go into these clubs and you expect them to treat you like a human. You expect them to treat you with dignity. You expect every crowd to be listen and want to enjoy a show.
Be civil.
Yep. You just expect that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Life isn't like that. Life is a fucking mess. Some days are fucking great, and some, like, I had a day, I almost fucking divorced my wife on Monday. No joke. I almost put the car in park in the tunnel and left everything behind. Like my apartment. I was ready to, which my wife doesn't know is that I'm a fucking psychopath. And I will Bill Bixby.
Does she know it?
I will Bill Bixby everything. I will walk the fuck away. I'll go up to Maine and live in the fucking woods and hunt caribou. I will.
Sounds awesome.
Yo, you fucking happy douche. I can't. You know what I want? I want things that really happen for you. I want you to succeed. I want you to get a lot of fame in the next year.
Like, why not?
I want you to have a lot of it, Dan. I want you to have a lot of fame and success. Because I just want to fucking see you tumble down that fucking roller coaster with your big fat head.
No. Just the evil in your eyes.
You fucking on your way up, asshole. This cocksucker. He's Eddie Murphy in Trading Places. In the middle of the movie. Before, you know what I mean? Fucking asshole.
Yeah, wait, why in the middle of the movie?
Because that's when he was like, really, and he was at the restaurant, and Dan Aykroyd was looking in, and he was having, you should do this, and he made the joke about the white people in the whole room. Ha, ha, ha. He was having a good time.
Dan's just about to go up to his office and find the numbers where they're stealing from the embezzlement numbers.
No, he's just about to go in the bathroom and hear them fucking say.
The dollar bet?
Yeah, the dollar bet. We can't have a nigger working for us.
Well, you know what? Thank you.
Do you know they leave that part in the movie?
What?
They take out the swears on TV and Trading Places. They leave the part out where they say nigger. Where the two old white guys say nigger.
They leave
in
it
the
in?
Bathroom. They leave that in the movie. They take out the swearing, but they leave the word nigger.
Yeah, they leave that in. That's like when you watch Casino and the sheriff or the commissioner goes, time we kick a kike's ass out of town. They bleep ass. They leave kike in.
Yeah, it's like when Patrice did Tough Crowd and they wouldn't let him. He was talking about the sniper, the DC sniper.
Yeah.
And everybody thought it was a white guy, a white crazy guy, because that's what, you know, serial
killers
are. With
the tarot cards and shit.
Yeah, they do all this weird shit and it wound up being a nigger and a Buick. They beeped Buick because they weren't a sponsor. It's like, what the fuck?
What a backwards ass.
Ah, fucking really is. It's going to be a tough one, Joe. It's going to be a tough week. And with all the shit, here's the thing, too, is that we got so much shit going on. You personally, I know a lot of your shit you're doing. And there's other shit, some other shit I don't know. But we're doing a lot of shit together right now for the last 8 months.
It's more than that, dude. It's been a full year.
Okay, a year.
Full year. You were in Aruba when the book thing happened. Okay. It's been a full year.
Okay, so we've been doing this for a year.
Yeah.
And it's a long haul, man. A lot of work, and we're kind of fucking getting frustrated with this shit because it should have all been out by now. It should have been done, and we should have, and it's not. It's fucking not. We're coming, so it's you got all that shit happening where it's anticlimactic now. It's not. Oh my! It had the opportunity to be life changing and oh my god, after school special, wow type shit. And now it's work. It's like any other job. It's anticlimactic.
Right.
It's hard work. It's more work on top of more work. And maybe someday, maybe if these things happen, we can have that big moment. But by that time, it's like, eh, it's like the festivals when you want the festival so bad. But by the time you're like, fuck them. They didn't take me. They don't want me. I don't want to do it. Then they want you to be in it. And you're like, whatever. Let's go. Are you happy to be here? Yeah, I was happy to be here 8 years ago.
Yeah, Patrice told me once, he goes, you never get anything at the right time in this business. You either get it way too soon or way too late. Yeah. So you either get it at a point where you're so fucking scared that you're going to fuck it up, that you can't enjoy it, or you get it at a point that you absolutely don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
But it's never right on time when you go, yes, thank you, this is right.
Yep. Some guys do. Some guys
very
get it.
Rarely.
No, there's some guys there's some fucking dudes who've had great careers, man, and just never stop. I mean, Jesus, like, holy, you can't help but look at him and go, why? Fuck, why, God? Why not me? What the fuck? You know, what did I do?
God goes, I'll tell you what you did.
Yeah, and then
it rattles off.
Yeah, you jerked off to a shemale four times. That's against fucking God.
Yeah, that's against God. That's against
fucking have
protocol.
A wife, you fucking. All kinds of crazy shit. Eat too much. All the Ten Commandments you break, you fucking cocksucker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but you know those people, and they're fucking breaking every commandment too, you know? It's like nobody in this fucking business is perfect. So it's hard. And now you're going to quit smoking. Now you're going to take away. Here's what's going to happen too. You're going to go places that you smoked. You're going to go to Vegas and be like, fuck, I used to go here and smoke at this time. You're going to know when you used to smoke because that's your anxiety. You understand? So before a show, you're going to feel it. Right after you get off, you're going to feel it. On certain types of shows, you're going to feel it. In the morning, certain, like at night before you go to bed, or when you're at a bar, there's going to be places. I used to smoke right now. Before you get on a plane, I used to go to these places, and all of a sudden I was like, what am I feeling? I used to smoke right now. Mm. Like, I play video games. I started playing video games. I haven't played video games in 6 months. They came out with the new Call of Duty.
How is it?
It's unfucking believable.
It's great.
It's great.
Is it the best one yet?
It's good, yeah.
It's fucking cool.
It's really good. All right. And I got it. You know what I used to do when I used to play video games 6 months ago? Fucking smoke. Cup of coffee and a fucking ashtray and a pack of butts. And I'd be just smoking, killing motherfuckers. I was playing yesterday, like, I had to put it down because I was like, I want a fucking cigarette so bad. You know? But I'm done. It's great. I'm fat as fuck. But I'm so proud of myself. I sleep through the night. I can smell. I don't wake up coughing. I don't have heavy chest. Like, I have the acid reflux thing that happened, but I don't feel like I'm going to die.
What do you mean when you say you sleep through the night? What would wake you up?
Coughing.
Really?
Yeah, I'd wake up coughing. I'd, and what, that fucking phlegm shit was in my throat. Dan, are you going to talk at all?
I'm listening.
Let me just read this email that this guy just wrote from whoever the fuck he is. He said, talk a little more about fly fishing, Rob. Joe, have you found any new tranny crushes?
See?
And Dan, just sit there and be seen, not heard.
Oh, well.
Phil. How did he know?
I don't know, but Phil knew.
Phil knew that I was doing what he asked.
Yeah, you were. It's
and weird. You know what? Now I'm going to go against his orders.
Oh, good.
Fuck that. I quit for a month.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to join in. You told me to talk,
you
Bobby.
You child.
Fucking everything's good for you.
I quit. And drinking. We look out for drinking. That's all I can tell you.
Huh?
Because Bobby doesn't drink.
I don't drink. I don't drink and I don't use drugs.
But I'm telling you right now, drinking was, I was doing fucking phenomenal for a month.
No,
then,
I know that.
And then
dude.
I got a little banged up. And then it fucking, I was outside that. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'll have one. And then now I'm back.
My buddy told me when I was in college, he quit. He was a big smoker and he quit. And he goes, you got to teach yourself to hate him, DeRosa. You got to teach yourself to hate him. That's the only way to do it. And he goes, I always said I wouldn't be one of those ex-smokers that hated smoke. He's like, fuck that shit, dude. I hate it.
Yeah.
And he was a drinker. And he goes, every time I want one when I'm drinking, I take a big plug of beer, man. And I go, what's that to it? He goes, eventually I'm too fucked up to remember that I want a cigarette.
That's what fucking sucks. I mean, honest, like, kind of bugs me, is that I don't have that out.
Yeah, you can't cop like, out. Like,
I know everybody I know, not everybody. I mean, there's a few of my friends, you know, you guys have that out. You guys get to go get fucking shit-faced. You get to go to a bar and have a drink or buy somebody a drink. Do that fucking social horse shit where you go, hey, you want to get a drink? Yeah, let's get a drink. Buy somebody and get a little fucked up and bond with people and go out and forget shit and have an excuse to be a fucking dickwad or whatever you did. I don't get that.
Yeah,
I don't have that.
But you also get to wake up every morning feeling like, fuck. I get
no, stop right there. I get to wake up every morning feeling. Yeah. I have to feel. Feelings suck. There's no escape. I don't have an escape. I don't get to go fucking, I don't want to feel this.
Yeah.
The cigarettes are gone. You know, that's why I'm a fucking fatso. I believe that's why people who are food addicts have it the worst.
Yeah.
Because nobody gives a fuck. You're just fat.
Dude, it's brutal. It's brutal. I've always fucking said I feel the most sorry for food addiction because it's the only drug that you have to ingest 3 times a day. You know what I mean? It's like being an alkie and somebody goes, drink one beer at lunch. Yeah. That's it. Just one. Maybe two. That's it. It's like, what are you, fucking nuts, man?
Yeah.
My mom's very food dependent.
Yeah, I know.
Very
I saw the pictures. I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. I love your mom.
You don't know her.
I know, but all moms are fat, is what I'm saying. All moms
say this every time.
I love how he attacked and immediately backfired, jabbed and danced
worse.
Around.
Something we die.
She's very food dependent. I feel sorry for her, man, because she doesn't drink.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll have a drink once in a while. She doesn't give a shit, though. She stopped smoking when she was 22. She doesn't crave it. It's food, dude. She gets depressed and she wants to eat.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that most people, and I this is my theory, is that people aren't fat until they get married and older because all of a sudden you're at a point in your life where you'll have kids or you'll have a house and you'll have money and you'll be able to buy groceries.
Yeah.
Like you can't.
No, I'm poor chic.
You have to make sure that when you eat, you can afford it.
Yeah.
Right?
Or I eat awful food.
I can buy whatever I want. My wife, I have a wife who's a square. She's not in the business.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about her doing a fucking set or an audition. Thank for the love of fucking God. Thank you. Honey, can you help me? Shut the fuck. No.
Go over my sides.
What do you
me.
Think of these heads? Shut the fuck. Oh, you leaning on a brick wall? Go fuck yourself. The last thing I want is a fucking chick in the business.
You reading the paper and looking up.
Oh.
Yeah, how about this hip?
So
stupid headshot.
She has glasses on and my shirt and a tie. Nothing else. Fuck you. So I, she can go out and buy. She'll go out and buy fucking food for the week. I mean, now we're getting a new kitchen put in. The food in this house is going to be fucking ridiculous. Yeah. She's going to cook all the time. She cooks breakfast. She cooks lunch. She's cooking dinner tonight. It's like when I was thin, when I was growing up, I didn't have fucking money. When I was a young comic, when I moved to New York, I would have to get like oodles of noodles and chocolate covered pretzels and a fucking something from a deli.
A little pound of boar's head make you go through the week.
Yeah.
I have a sandwiches and cereal diet. That's what I call it. That's what I eat. Sandwiches and cereal. Honey Nut Cheerios and fucking a pound of boar head turkey.
When you can start, dude, Friday night after my show. Doug Signet was with me, opened up for me. He goes, kid, I'm going to the steakhouse. I'm like, all right, I'll see you over there. I'm not hungry. Go eat. I'll meet you there. I go and meet him. I sit down. He's eating a lobster roll. I'm like, fuck, that looks good, man. I'm like, yeah, give me a beer. And I'm just sitting there and I go, let me see a menu. Yeah. The guy puts it down. appetizers, seafood tower, $30. I'm like, what is that? It's crab legs, lobster tail, shrimp, and oysters. I'm like, yeah, give it to me. Yeah, I always wanted to eat a seafood tower. Yeah. I've heard about this forever. Fucking give me it. And it's just, you just eat. How much fucking cholesterol is in a seafood tower,
but it
dude?
Sounds,
how much?
Dude, it's all shellfish. It's every shit. It's clams, oysters, shrimp, crabs, and lobster.
Oh. That sounds good, though. That's all healthy food.
No, it's, that shit's, shellfish is riddled with cholesterol.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's not as bad for you as, like, eating, like, bacon. You know what I mean? But, like,
I just love the word bacon.
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 It's not like you're eating bacon.
My point is what you're saying. It's just, I was just like, yeah, I'll spend $30 on this stupid fucking seafood appetizer.
I go to steakhouses now with my wife and drop fucking $2 like it's nothing.
Do you know how long it's been since, when I'm paying for my own meal, if I jump the appetizer? I've never jumped to entrees. I'm like, what appetizers do they have that's under $11?
That you don't have an entree.
No, I can't afford, like,
sandwiches. You got to go burgers and sandwiches. Yeah. They're always the same price as the apps, dude.
So you don't even
don't
have
ever waste
like
it on
seafood tower. I just started salivating. I was just like,
really?
Oh, you got lobster and crab?
Yeah, they give you all kinds of dipping sauces.
Oh, right? Yeah, the hot butter. Yeah, I'm just going to throw my phone.
This is my point. It was enough to fill a quarter of my stomach. I mean, it wasn't a ton of food.
Talking to the microphone, Joe.
It wasn't a ton of food. It was, you know, but that's what he's saying is like, and then we went back the next night. I'm like, you got prime rib? He's like, yeah, we don't start serving until 5. Doug and me are like, that's too fucking late. 5 to 7 is nap time before the show. We can't. Doug's such a good talker, though. He's like, this is Joe DeRosa. He's headlining the fucking club over. Come on, man. You got to hook us up. We're coming in at 3. We want prime rib. The guy's like, all right.
No.
Come in, Doug. I just went in. Fucking $50 fucking prime rib.
Who is Doug Senye?
He's a Boston guy. You know him.
I do.
Kid from Boston, yeah.
Maybe.
Funny dude, man. Good dude.
Great guy.
I'll be the judge of that.
But like, you were talking about that you can't go out and have a beer and stuff. Being a single guy, if I gave up drinking, I don't know how I would meet girls.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
I don't know. It would look... I hooked up with a girl once when I was stone sober, and it felt so rapey.
Yeah, it's weird.
She was drinking, and I was like having club soda. It was last year when I quit drinking for like 6 weeks.
Yeah,
and I was just like, so.
It's weird. Now listen, we genetics are genetics, and we get dealt the hand we get dealt. But it's always a very even hand for the most part. It's like, yeah, dude, you can't drink because you'll go off the rails. But you were in your prime. 10 times better looking than Dan or I.
Yeah.
So you didn't need booze because you had the look and the hair and the fucking abs and you got pussy.
Yeah.
And then when you fell out of that, you got married.
Yeah.
And now you got that life. It's like,
yeah, but here's the thing.
We need booze to lube up the fucking the
get
mood
this,
a little.
Get here's this thing going.
Here's the thing though, is that my gift of gab, I learned. I got sober when I was 15. Yeah. I remember I would walk up to girls with AA talk. Like about God and higher powers. And, you know, one day I was in fucking, you know, high school trying to meet chicks and talking about God and, you know, fucking, you know, dude, it was
fucking creep.
Well, here's what happened.
Have you found the Lord?
Why is John Leguizamo talking to me about Christ right now? Jesus, why is sexaholic talking to me about?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, is that I had to learn how to. I hooked up with my friend Mark Caesar, and he taught me how in AA to fuck bitches, to scoop girls again, to talk to them, and to get them horny and get them all worked up. And he taught me the reverse on the dick tease, how they dick tease you and make you so fucking nuts that you want to fuck them so you'll see them again, and they'll keep cutting you off, so you'll be like, fuck it, they build you up into a fucking, you know, a lather, and then they cut you down to fuck with your self-esteem. And
right. He
was like, you switch that. You make out with them and rub their pussies and rub their inner thighs. You never touch the pussy. And then you know, and then 20 minutes in, you just graze her pussy, and she's going to go, and you're going to go, fuck it, don't touch it again. And then go, look, all right, let me drop you off. And you put her, what? And just make, she's going to fucking suck your dick anywhere, anytime. You know, you got to reverse roles. And taught me all this shit, how you keep your hands moving all as you're kissing them. You keep your hands moving on their back, and then you move them over to the titties, and you keep getting them all worked up, so they're just as fucking horny as you, where they can't say no. And then when you pull your dick out,
I got my book in my back. I'm like, go over that first part again,
dude. I used to this guy was such a badass. I remember I met him at an AA meeting at a hospital, and a friend of mine, a sponsor of mine, told me, he goes, when you get out, I just got out of rehab, and I was in rehab for a year, solid, no women, just the fucking, didn't see my parents for a year, wound up back at my mom's house in Malden, Mass, and all of a sudden it was like, what the fuck? This guy said, go to a meeting, don't get a ride home, make sure it's so far away from your house that you can't walk it. You need to ask somebody for a ride. So I went to this meeting at a hospital, young people's meeting, bunch of hot chicks at this meeting, and you know, sober, hot chicks, and this is when hair bands were into, so that type of hot Boston girl with the fucking, they used to hang upside down to do their hair and then flip it back up, and I asked this one guy, he said no, which fucking, I still hate this guy to this fire. I hope
what
he drank.
Dick.
Oh yeah, what a fucking
I hope
dick.
He drank.
All of a sudden this fucking,
I hope he just mainlined heroin a week later.
This dude walks in, long hair, skinny, rock and roll, kind of bouncing, you know, that fucking cool. Yeah. And he walks in, and I remember he came to the juvenile hall I was in for an AA meeting to speak. And I remember I was enamored by him then, like, holy shit, this is a cool dude who's in the program. And he walked in, and I go, hey. He goes, what's up? I go, can you give me a ride home? He looked me up and down. He goes, fuck yeah, dude. Meet me here after the show. Goes over to the piano, after the meeting. Goes over to the piano, because it was a break. Starts playing the piano. He was going to Berkeley. Yeah. He was in, you know, he was a rock and roll. These chicks all come over. He's just like, yeah. And then, I was like, what the fuck? Gave me a ride home that night. He goes, we got to go one place. We go to Bickford's. These three hot chicks, two other dudes, a bikey guy and him, hang at Bickford's. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, my God. I used to go with this dude. He would fucking bang broads, and I would sit in the car and wait. Jeez. And he would come back out and tell me, I did this, I did that, you got to do this. Fucking, he was just, he broke him down like kind of like Patrice does, just a little less harsh. You know, you didn't have to pimp him and fucking make him your bottom bitch. Right. You know what I mean? Because white, you know, white girls are a little different, I think. You know, they have a little more, less self-esteem, or they're a little less, not, they lie to themselves more. You know, a black girl, I think, will be like, look, I'm going to suck your dick. Relax. Yeah. I had a black girl tell me that one time. I was trying to do all that white girl shit on the black girl, grab her titties, rub her pussy, make out with her, and she was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm fucking you. We're fucking. I'm going to fuck you tonight.
Right.
Relax. And then she took my clothes off and folded them.
Jesus.
I swear to God, it was the best ever, best sex ever. And then she gave me crabs. But anyways.
She gave you crabs?
I think so, yeah.
You think so? Did you have crabs or not?
I was fucking a lot of chicks back then. It was her, this redhead, or this other bitch from Revere. I was banging.
Jesus.
I've banged a lot of chicks.
Yeah, I know you have.
I've banged over 500.
And that's what?
Not banged, had sexual experiences with over 500
broads. What? And that's the trade-off for not being able to drink, you see?
What?
That's the trade-off for not being able to drink.
I took, what I did though back then is I took the booze and the drugs and the food, and I replaced it with sex. I made it my mission to fuck around with meet chicks and fuck around with them.
Yeah.
And then when I got into comedy, oh
boy.
I had fucking hair, I had abs.
You're going
on
stage.
And I had dick jokes.
Yeah.
You had a getting pussy act.
You
still got a getting pussy act.
No, I don't. I don't. I talk about a dead toenail, and I love my wife, and
but it's
I want to
still
kill her.
Passing it's
out
still
in the parking lot.
Nothing. Nothing in my act is getting. No, let me tell you how un-getting my pussy. It has nothing in it. I say I don't like young people.
I'm telling you something though. It's not the.
I know. I'm telling you something.
Well, listen to me, because I watch
you. Well, we can do that, but you don't say, I'm telling you. Like, you don't say something like it's a fact, and then let me talk for 10 minutes and go, I'm telling you something now.
No.
I'm not your son. What?
Listen.
Go ahead.
I just wanted a cigarette really bad.
Yeah, you did. You made it through. Now, go ahead. Make your point.
I watch you a lot. it's not the material, it's the charisma, it's the person that's right. saying it. You could be up there talking about dead babies, you'd still have a pussy getting kind of act because chicks find you cute and adorable right. and approachable.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, the content isn't getting put, but my content used to be, I'm going to get some pussy.
Right.
Like I would never announce that I had a girl.
Yeah.
It would be I had a girlfriend from before.
Yeah, an ex.
I wouldn't even say that I have a wife. Never talk about having a wife or having a fiance or when I first started, you know.
Right.
I started switching shit up around 6 years ago when I started really talking about my life on stage.
Yeah.
It was always girlfriend. I had a chick or a girl or blah, blah, blah. And it was all horseshit. When it was a lot of stuff that I wrote was about my chick that I was with.
Yeah.
But I didn't want girls to think that I had a chick. You know,
yeah,
and I would point at chicks. I remember fucking, you ever do this move? You're on stage, you kill, you drop that fucking line, boom. You go over to the fucking piano, grab a sip of water, and then you look down at the girl and you give her a wink.
Yeah.
In the middle of the laughing, and then your eyes just go, oh, yeah, what's up?
Oh, that move's great.
My God. That you were like the Wilt Chamberlain of comedy.
I should do a girl once.
I'm not even the worst. I know guys who are,
I said to a girl once, and it was true, yeah. but it was just the greatest thing you could drop on a chick. I met her at a show, mm-hmm. and I hooked up with her after, and we were at the hotel, and I go, I saw you when I was on stage. Like, I said this while we were fucking around. I saw you when I was on stage, and I wanted to fuck you from the second I saw you. I had a hard time finishing my act because all I was thinking about was fucking you. Oh, Dan, that's a panty dropper, man.
Well, you're already inside of her.
No, I wasn't banging her yet. Oh. We were fooling around, but I'm just saying that's a fucking, it's a good one.
My big dumb monster voice would be like, I saw you walk in and I followed you around. She's yeah. like, oh, God.
Your fucking huge rape hands on her, right on her chest
my
plate.
My 8 feet fucking hands.
But it's addiction, the actual addiction personality. The person, what am I trying to say here? The person who, I think it's hereditary, for one thing, because some people don't have it. My wife doesn't have an addictive personality.
Yeah.
She has weed in the house that she's had for years. She'll take a puff every once in a while, maybe once a year. There's alcohol. She can have whatever she wants booze-wise. She can have whatever she wants. She doesn't get too fat. She doesn't get too drunk. She doesn't get too high. You know, I wish she was a little sluttier. But, it's, you know what I mean? It's she doesn't have it. But everybody I know has it. You have it.
Well, I really, this isn't a justification.
You got it, dude.
This isn't a justification.
Sounds like one.
It's a distinction.
You said the word justification.
You fucking AA cocksuckers. I swear to God, they'll nail you to the wall on anything you fucking
I'm
say.
Not an AA cocksucker, first of all. I do go to AA, but don't you fucking ever offend my friends. I'll fucking send them down. I'll send a bunch of iron workers down here with fucking 25 years, and they'll fucking crack you with a pipe. How's that sound?
Take it easy, will you? There's three.
This has got real.
Yeah.
Shut up. I don't like Dan's.
Anything.
Okay. And we're done. Go ahead. Sorry for the interruption.
There's three personalities out there. There's addicts, there's abusers, and there's people that don't have a problem with either. And I know this, dude. I'm an abuser. I'm not an addict. I put it down. I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you.
Listen to me.
I had three drinks last night. Yep. I was a little buzzed, and I went, I'm going to bed. Addicts can't do that. Addicts go, I got to keep going. I got to keep going.
Look, man, I'm not going to... I would never, ever in a million years fucking sit here and argue if you're an alcoholic
right.
or not. That's not my place. If you're a healthy, recovering alcoholic, you'd never get into that scenario because it's up to you to right. make that decision. That's why in AA meetings you go, I'm Robert, I'm an alcoholic.
Right.
You're saying that you are.
Right.
I would never say that, Joe. And, you know, I never, right. ever have fucked with you on
of
any of your
not.
Booze.
Of course ever. Not. But what I'm saying, though, is I'm not saying one is better than
get
the
other.
Get
that long Grinch finger out of my face.
What?
Stop you. You're conducting
your
with that.
My susical, musical finger.
Can I just stop you right now? I said the other day to, I think it was Dawn, I said, this fucking, first of all, Joe sends me text messages to fuck with me of him naked every once in a while.
Ew.
It's shocking. Okay, but I'm at the cellar in the afternoon with Esty. Showing her a video of the new show that I got, the U-Haul truck thing. And she's like, oh, this is nice. Then his stupid text comes in. And you know the new iPhone, it rolls up the top. It says, thinking of you. And it's just him naked. Ugh. But he has a fucking, he looks, he has the same exact body. He looks like the Grinch, but not green.
Did you shave the Grinch?
No, it's just the Grinch, but not green. The same, he has a fucking who's who face and body.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's awful. It was fucking hilarious. I remember
walking into your hotel room and you were just on your hotel bed. And it was just awful.
Yeah, but there's something comfortable about Joe's body. Like you could find a little crevice, like to put your head. Yeah. It's like there's all these little round little
take
bumps.
The ladies like it. They find me very cuddly.
The ladies don't themselves.
The ladies don't like themselves, but they like me.
I got to give a shout out right now, real quick, to this guy who, his name is Matt Mirestein. He's at Host Maddie on Twitter. Fucking great guy. Great guy. He he actually got the name The Robert Kelly Show on Twitter for That's me nice. Held it for me and then wow. gave me the password That's because really nice. I forgot to do it. So I have the name of the show. Really good guy. And I said, this is so funny. This is how guys work. I said, do you want me to plug anything? And he goes, the only thing I can think of is beer farts. I have beer farts and they're putrid and I can't even stand it. Oddly sweet and sour stench. That's great. That's what he wanted to plug. Right. Anyway,
it's a dude's dude.
But I get it.
That's great.
I get it. Beer farts are the worst. That and steak farts. You ever have a big fucking steak, porterhouse steak?
Or how about garlic farts?
Ooh.
From like eating too much pasta and shit?
Worst farts around are fucking Medifast farts. Those are fucking worst.
What was I talking about, though?
You were talking about
AIDS. You jumped in with the Grinch thing.
Fucking AIDS.
But like you, how you can have a drink
you,
and put
Yeah,
it
you
down.
Can have a drink and put it. You're an abuser. I'm an alcoholic, and he is a nothing.
He's somewhere in between. I don't know yet. But yeah. I mean, look, it's one's not worse than the other. It's just two different things. It's just two different things. Because, you know, the positive of an addict is an addict can go, I'm recognizing I'm an addict. I've got to stop. And they stop. Mm-hmm. The negative of an abuser can be, I don't think I'm an addict. So they keep going and can conceivably do more damage. Whereas the pro of an abuser could be, hey, man, I don't drink to the point of being blacked the fuck out.
Right.
You know, whereas an addict, it's six and one half a dozen the other. But none of it's good. None of it's good. There, you know, I was smoking with a comic the other night, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he hides the fact that he smokes from his wife or not. I'm not sure.
What was it? Pete Corelli?
No. Seriously, it wasn't.
Of course, yeah. I'm kidding. That's all Pete does is smoke weed and drink.
Right.
I can have cigarettes.
But I was smoking a cigarette with a comic, and he goes, I've been bumming for 20 years. He goes, I can live with or without these fucking things. I don't care. And he goes, I've been smoking like this for 20 years. One here, one there, two. And I was like, God damn it, man.
Oh.
I can't do that because it's not like when I wake up, I go, I need a cigarette because that's what I have to do for my body for the day.
Yeah.
It's my fucking anxiety kicks in. Talking I start getting worried about
you
shit.
You turn that way and he can't hear you.
Sorry. I get worried about shit. And I smoke to take my mind off of it, you know? Yeah. Like if we have to have a meeting to write on the phone,
ugh.
I start, my anxiety starts going and I go, I need to pace and smoke to take my mind off of this a little bit.
Joe, I want you to come to my house and I want you to grab the lollipop thing I have. I have a million lollipops in a jar because that was the worst. That's when I, remember that 2 weeks? I really got fucked up because we were in the middle of writing the book. We were finishing the book. We had to write the book shit again, and we had to do the secret project, and I quit smoking that week. I fucking almost killed. I couldn't do it. My brain shut down because I smoke and write. I sit on the computer, ashtray, cup of coffee. I'm typing away, take a fucking haul. Fuck. Oh my God. It was almost a beautiful, creative fucking medley. That I had going, that it made me more creative. A cup of coffee and a pack of fresh cigarettes made me want to fucking go and create. It was almost like I could just see myself as this edgy little, French writer.
Typewriter.
Yeah. Dude, took that away from me. I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to write again. It fucking made me nuts. And lollipops, gum, it doesn't help. It doesn't take it away totally, but it helps. It helps.
Dude, well, remember the last time I quit?
Yeah.
We were working till 3:30 in the morning.
And the time before that.
And I fucking snapped.
Yep.
I was at the end of my rope, dude. We were working at his house till like 3:30, literally 3:30 in the morning. And I fucking snapped so bad because I'd quit smoking. He started giving me a massage like a boxer.
Yeah.
He's going, come on, buddy, you got this. And I was like, give me a fucking cigarette right now. And he wouldn't do it. I was like, dude, give me a fucking, I can't take it. And he gave me one and I started smoking again. And then I was really heavy. That's that. This has been my worst stint with smoking.
Well, here's the thing is I don't smoke now, which is good. Yeah. I'm here to support you. I won't give you that cigarette now, but Dan will.
I will not.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, Dan.
I will not.
I will not.
Dan and me are not good for each other. Because yeah, Dan will be like, I'm trying not to drink tonight. And I'm like, yeah, you pussy. And he's like, all right, fuck it. Yeah, all right. Let's
me and Dan are trying not to fucking bang chicks with dicks. Ah, you fags.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's go at it.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, it's sad too, man. It's sad. It's hard because I get so many emails from fat dudes who are trying to lose weight. I get a lot of emails from people quitting cigarettes, and it's fucking hard. It's, I think weight is the worst one because it does something to you physically you can actually look at.
Yeah.
I mean, cigarettes, you can't see your lungs dying.
But cigarettes, you can still feel the shittiness of...
You can feel the shittiness, but you kind of get used to it. You get used to...
Yeah.
I woke up 4 or 5 times a night for the last fucking...
Jesus.
For years, and I'd cough in the morning, all that shit, and that's just what I did. And I got a cup of coffee and smoked a cigarette, and I was good to
God,
go.
I remember the first time we worked together, you were just fucking... putting cigarettes down. Like, yeah. You'd be like, all right, two more. I'm gonna go smoke another cigarette. I'm like, I can't. I smoke too.
Where do we work?
Delhi.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were just fucking just on the car ride home, just chain smoking.
Dude, he used to smoke spirits.
Oh,
like that. Yeah. He used to smoke American spirits like that. Attell smoked spirits.
Yeah. I don't get
it. He doesn't smoke that as heavy as he used to, but. You guys both, like, you would just smoke spirit after spirit. I'd be like, oh, my God, man.
Because you can't, I mean, it's such a stressful, life is stressful. This fucking thing that we're going through right now, it for the most part, it's hard. It blows. And that's, you know, you got to be positive. You do, because you'll kill yourself. You got to try to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be happy. I get mad. I get jealous, I would say, when I know that people get to smoke weed and drink and eat whatever the fuck they want. It's like, dude, I don't have those problems. Or, dude, I work out every day so I can eat what I want. Or, dude, I do this. And it's like, yeah, I can't. I'm fucked up. I get mad at you because you're a better human being than me.
But that doesn't make him a better human being.
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I didn't pick up on that one.
No, well, I mean, I can't. It sucks that you're you.
Yeah.
And that I'm me. It's just
horrible.
It stinks. It fucking blows. That I hate that I can't go get pizza right now because I'll eat a whole pie. I'll eat the whole pie.
Yeah.
You know, I went to Lucky's last week. Everybody got a hamburger and French fries. I got a double large fry and 2 hamburgers. No problem putting it down.
Oh, dude. I went to McDonald's the other night with a broad.
Big spender.
Classy date.
Well, we were just out having a couple beers, and she's like, I'm hungry. And I go, me too. And I go, I'm craving McDonald's. She goes, oh, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Right, right.
Which was cool. We went in.
Get a nice number 3 and an HJ.
Dude, I go, what do you want? She goes, I don't know, like a 10-piece McNugget. I was like, you want anything else? She goes, a Big Mac, I guess.
Jesus.
Right? And I'm like, good for you. Good for you, right? I go, is that it? She goes, yeah. And I go, all right, I'll take a Big Mac, McNugget, then give me another Big Mac, but the meal, and a quarter pounder with cheese. And she's like, God damn, dude. I'm like, yeah, whatever. The guy's ringing it up, and I go, throw a McRib in there, too.
Man. Wow.
Ooh, McRib's back.
Yeah, it's back.
Ooh, and it's back in full effect. And I fucking ate almost all of it.
Yeah.
Almost all of it.
Feels good, right? How good did it feel?
Yeah, it was great.
Now, did you bang the chick?
We fooled around.
Yeah, it's fucking what a night.
It was great. It was great. Did we put fucking Golden Girls on? Just fucking ate McDonald's.
You fucking a 65-year-old?
Yeah.
Who are you banging?
No, she...
You banging my aunt, Peggy?
I don't know how you... Peg told me not to say anything.
You don't feel like... But you don't feel like shit after you eat that?
Dude, I've been doing that for so long.
I can't do...
My body is like, bro, I got it. We got this, kid.
I bought a... I have a Burger King around the corner from my apartment. I bought a chicken sandwich.
Did you live in the ghetto?
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know,
Burger King's. Shut up. Burger King's. No, it's better than McDonald's.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I said it. Fuck both of you.
Really?
Whopper is better than a Big Mac.
You're a fucking idiot.
No, it's not. No, I take that back.
Yeah, you better take it back.
It's better than a quarter pounder. Whopper is better than a quarter pounder.
Fuck you.
Fuck you both, and I stand by it.
Oh, man.
The double stacker is amazing. And I like the chicken sandwich. I am not wrong. Burger King fans unite. But I had three sandwiches, and I thought I was going to fucking die. I had a double stacker, a chicken sandwich, and a Whopper. And I wanted to die.
Hold on a second. Let me just tweet.
You know what?
No, I'm doing it right now. I'm saying this. Can you help us out? Dan Soda just told me and Joe DeRosa that fucking Burger King is better than fucking McDonald's.
McDonald's has better fries. But the sandwiches, sandwich-wise, no, I go Burger King. I don't care.
You're an asshole.
I am an asshole. Then I'm an asshole.
You're an asshole.
Good. Fine. Burger King's delicious. And I hope I get free Burger King for saying this somehow.
You're not going to get anything for saying that.
I know I'm going to get a bunch of shit with, like, what a dummy. You don't like me. No, I know. Yeah. Fuck that. Wendy's is better than all of them.
I love Wendy's, but that's not what you said, Wendy's stupid.
McDonald's
is not better than... Wendy's sucks.
Wendy's does not suck.
No, Carl's Jr.
is
better
shit.
Than no. all no, of them.
All right, I'll give you that. Carl's Jr.
Have you ever had Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, have I? Who the fuck are you talking to? Yeah, I've had it plenty of times.
Carl's Jr. is way better than Wendy's, yeah,
listen,
McDonald's,
you
or
you only
Burger King.
Think it's better because you only get it once in a while at an airport in L.A. because they don't have it here.
When I grew up in Colorado,
it's
we had them and they were fucking delicious.
It's just like Jack in the Box. I love Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. Don't you ever compare Jack in the Box
Jack
to Carl's Jr.
Are you kidding me? To
Jack in the Box is awful compared to Carl's Jr. Okay, you guys are both tweeting away, and that's fine.
We're fucking good, tweeting because we need to fucking make sure that you know you suck.
I don't suck.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
You're wrong.
I know I am not. I'm gonna go eat Burger King to spite you guys right now.
Burger King stinks.
The chicken sandwich. It's not delicious.
The chicken sandwich? Yeah, but I'd rather get McDonald's anything before their fucking chicken sandwich. Their burgers stink, and the fries are fucking awful.
The fries aren't as good as McDonald's, I'll give you that.
No fries are as good as McDonald's.
No, McDonald's doesn't.
No fries are as good as McDonald's. You know what I used to do? I used to have this like little goofy hustle that my friend taught me in college. It worked like a fucking charm because they didn't used to give you receipts at the fast food places back then.
Yeah.
I'd go
Burger King. I'm fucking annoyed. This fucking white trash asshole.
Yeah, idiot. He's an
idiot.
You
know what?
Burger's garbage. Yeah, tell me white.
He just called you fucking garbage.
No, I'm fine. Fucking deal with it.
You are. I don't like you got a haircut for the Guinness.
I didn't get a haircut.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Did your masters tell you had to get your haircut?
Yeah, they did.
Dan Soda has the same haircut as the fucking shoulder monster on Bugs Bunny.
He does.
He does. He fires it right down the middle. You're the shoulder monster.
Down the middle? Is that
idiot.
Harder?
It is. It's parted down the middle, alfalfa hair.
Oh, fuck both of you. You know what? Fuck this.
Where
I'm
you going?
Have a cigarette after this and eat Burger King.
Good.
Go ahead. Have a cigarette and die.
Whoa. Not cool. Not cool, Bobby.
I used to do this thing when I was in college. I'd drive to the McDonald's. And I go, yeah, I was here a couple minutes ago. I got a Big Mac meal and you gave me a quarter pounder instead of a Big Mac. And they go, okay, just pull around. They fucking just give you a Big Mac, drive off. Then I go over to the Wendy's. Yeah, I was here a minute ago. You guys didn't give me my soda.
Really?
No problem. They give me soda. Drive over to Burger King. Hey, guys, you forgot my fries and my order. I'd get a whole fucking meal like that, dude.
Wow.
I would do that all the time in college. And one time, dude, I almost got caught. It was when they first started doing the receipts.
Yeah.
I went to Wendy's. I go, yeah, I was here earlier, and I ordered a chicken whatever sandwich, and you gave me a burger. And they go, do you have a receipt? And I go, no. And they go, all right, come in. Just come inside. Well, whatever. So I go into the fucking restaurant. I'm standing there. I'm telling the guy what happened. I'm making the whole thing up. It's all a lie.
Yeah.
And he goes, you don't have a receipt, huh? And I go, no. And he goes, we were supposed to what? And I go, I ordered a chicken meal. You gave me a burger. And he goes, okay, hold on a second. dude. He walks off for like 10 minutes, dude. I'm fucking sweating bullets.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to jail over a fucking chicken sandwich, right? He comes out. He hands it to me. He goes, all right, man, sorry about that. I make a beeline for the door because I'm so scared I'm going to get caught. I swear to God, the manager comes out. He's going, sir. Sir, excuse me, sir. Sir, could you come back here, please? Sir, I'm ignoring him.
Oh, fuck.
Somebody finally goes, excuse me, that guy's calling you. The manager's, and I'm just caught. I turn around. I go, yeah. And he goes, could you come here for a minute? I walk all the way back to the counter, dude. I am so fucking scared. And I go, yeah. And he goes, sorry about the confusion. And he gives me a Frosty. And he goes, that's on us.
You fucking suckers.
How great is that,
that's
dude?
Fucking I actually want to go do it right now.
Can't do it anymore because they ask you for the receipt now.
Yeah, we could do it. We could do it.
Can't do it in this fucking city because there's no drive-thru.
I went to a fucking Burger King. The Burger King old classic chicken sandwich. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. The classic, yeah.
Yeah, the one that they slice down the middle that they don't do that anymore?
Yeah, you mean the fucking cardboard fucking chicken sandwich that I used to like when my taste buds were fucking that of a 19-year-old? Fucking, you need
don't
money.
Hate my youth.
You need money. That's why he's
don't
never
hate my youth.
He's never tasted good food. That's why he's a shit palate, because this fucking poor, wretched open micer is...
To him, like a Whopper is like a good burger.
Oh, it is a good God. Burger.
It's like, this is the way they'd make it in a fancy restaurant. It's got lettuce on it. You
ooh,
idiot.
Ooh, cheese.
That's what's so good about McDonald's is you're going back to a place when you understand what's good about it. You understand that you can't get that.
Fucking,
I said to my buddy once...
I'm fucking outraged right now.
I know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. This fucking guy just said Shake Shack is ridiculous.
It's good, dude.
Shake Shack.
Can't afford it.
Shake Shack.
No, you won't. Have you ever had it?
Yes.
It's fucking good.
Shake
dude.
Shack is not good.
Dude,
it's
Shake
good.
Shack is the Shake Shack's been on the Food Network.
No, it's not good.
Dude, you're thinking of Steak and Shake.
Oh yeah, you're
Shake
right.
Shake Shack is
Shake
the
Shack
shit,
is
dude.
Good. I apologize. Yeah. I'm thinking Steak. What's the one?
Steak and Shake's the one on the road.
The black and white.
Yeah, that's
no,
Steak
fuck
and Shake.
That. Yeah, like in.
It's all
yeah,
right.
All right. No, it's fine. No, it's awful. It's awful. It's
Shake
awful.
Shack's the shit, dude.
Yeah, Shake Shack is good. I apologize. I'm telling you right now, though. Fucking Carl's Jr. And, yep. And
oh, good.
They're fucking the one with the lettuce with no bun. For you fatties out there,
I haven't tried that.
Here's the deal: you can go now to Carl's Jr. If you're a fatso, you want to get a burger that's gonna knock your socks off. You get the lettuce burger. It's lettuce. They put 5 pieces of lettuce on either side as the bun, so you don't get the carbs.
I do that with tacos now. Instead of buying the kit, I do it as lettuce wraps. Do you ever have a fucking taco and a lettuce wrap?
No, is it good? Oh God,
dude, it's fucking great. Because you put lettuce on the taco anyway. So you just get rid of the stupid shell. You have a lettuce wrapped taco. It's fucking delicious.
That sounds good.
So good, dude. And I swear to God, it's good in a way that you're like, not like for a diet thing, this is good. You're like, this is fucking good.
This is what's fucking bugging. Everybody's saying that Burger King is, McDonald's fries are better.
Yes.
Okay.
They
okay.
are.
Okay, they're better. Yeah, we agree. But it's a better place. McDonald's has better burgers, better menu. It's I don't know. There's something better about it than fucking. You ever get a goddamn quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, this guy just said Roy Rogers beats them all.
Oh, he should die. I guarantee.
Roy Rogers is
what's
awful.
His name? What's his name?
That's truck
Jay
stop.
Jay Giordano.
He's a truck driver. Guarantee
that's
he's a truck,
truck
driver.
Stop
look,
shit.
I love Roy Rogers for one reason. For two reasons. Number one, you get those fucking fried chicken drumsticks with your burger. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Number two, Fixin's Bar.
The Fixin's Bar is nice, Fixin's but that's like bar. it's like a shitty Fuddruckers.
Wow, people are fucking actually.
No, I prefer Roy Rogers to Fuddruckers.
Now here's what I'll say, and I'm not putting this above anything. A&W Burgers are pretty
okay,
damn good.
I figured it out. I'm looking at the Twitter's going fucking ballistic right now. Okay, here's the deal. I know why. I figured it out, Joe. The fucking the listeners, the people on the Twitter have covered a clue of why Monster Voice loves Burger King better.
Why?
The dollar menu is a better.
Oh yeah.
Is better.
Way better.
Than McDonald's.
Way better.
So there it is.
Yeah,
you
way,
fucking
way better.
And all of a twist.
You know what?
All of a twist.
Wendy's dollar menu is the superior. It's the best.
Oh dude.
Yeah, Wendy's dollar menu.
Junior bacon cheeseburger. You get the McNuggets. You can get a frosty. You can get a small frosty.
Dude, they
for
got
a dollar.
A double cheeseburger.
Yeah,
on
they
the
do.
Wendy's dollar
yeah,
menu.
They
They're
really?
Not fucking
That's
around
a
over
real
there.
Thing. And I know it.
And you know what else you can do?
Yeah, I'm gonna go there right now, $3 in my pocket, and eat like a fucking king.
Is that all you have?
I got some change. I bought a tea.
I'm gonna give you a 20.
No,
this is a two. Listen,
no, I got spots.
Listen, I want to say something right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. If somebody had donated, we're gonna go. This is what we do every week. If we get one,
I am Oliver Twist.
If we get one donation, now the donations I'll tell you have dropped off on this podcast. They were really up there
because they're mad.
Hang on. Here's one thing. I have changed the donation button too. It was $10 and $20, and you get the DVD. Joe DeRosa just picked his shirt up.
Did you see how it shimmied after he dropped it?
He looks. You ever see those channels when they fucking? What is that? The what's that museum that they have where
the
they
bodies
keep,
exhibit?
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
The fucking
no, I love it. I love it when somebody's the first one to trash themselves.
Yeah, I'm not waiting around for it. Fuck it, do it.
I listen, kefalta fish belly. it really is just has the consistency of cold dumplings.
Oh, that's true.
Is the donations have died off a little bit on the pod, which is fine. You know, whatever. Hey, whatever.
Yeah.
But we were getting, people were really supporting the podcast there for a little while, really donating. But I had the 10 and the 20. $20, you get the CD Robert Kelly Live. That is over. I can't do that anymore. No more CDs. I can't give away a free CD anymore because the CD at Robert Kelly Live was actually going to be... Stand Up Live, I think they're called. The record company. Stand Up. Is that what they call it?
Stand Up Records?
Stand Up Records actually purchased Robert Kelly Live.
And oh, that's good.
I was giving it away, and I got in trouble, so I can't give it away anymore. I apologize. It's my first album that's out there. They have it, and I was giving it to people. I can't do that anymore. So I changed it up. The donation page now is whatever you want. You can donate $1. You can donate $5. You can donate $1,000. If you want, whatever you want. And again, if you don't want to, you don't fucking have to. This is always going to be free. But it helped out a lot. All the stuff we've done, we got a new design, we got new, all this other, we got a lot of shit coming down. It's coming down after the new year, too, that's going to really help out Glory Hole and the podcast and everything. It's going to be, and your donations are helping. So we're going to check right now, real quick, about the donations. If we do get a donation, we give poor Dan Monster Voice a 20.
Right.
To help him eat.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Number 4 at Wendy's.
This fucking cocksucker, you're the big Guinness rep now.
What does that mean?
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
Would you have money?
I haven't gotten money yet.
He's got more money than I do now.
No, I haven't gotten
Dude, my fucking.
Paid.
When you get paid, you will.
Well, when I get paid, I'll like McDonald's better than Burger King.
Especially because you have no reps to pay out either. You got a manager.
I got my manager. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You have somebody?
I have a manager.
Who's your manager?
I'm with Brillstein.
But
okay,
you know,
here we go.
You're lucky that no agencies will touch you with a fucking. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
I'm joking, man.
Let's look. You ready? Payments, view, transactions. What's today's date, fellas?
The 20th.
The 20th. Yeah. And we've 20th. Got. Nothing.
Oh, that's
you,
high and outside.
You got nothing.
Well, you know
we've
what?
Got
thank God
the last
Wendy's has such a phenomenal dollar menu.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't done talking about that shit.
We're not done.
I'm ready
I just,
to keep
I just,
talking about.
I just needed. I needed to. I wanted to help. You know, Monster Voice out a little bit, or if you maybe you don't know him as much, maybe you know him as it's a goddamn gator fight.
That is dead, you fucking asshole.
Hey, why don't you just go up and speak to people and scare them into giving you money? Fucking creep voice.
Excuse me.
People are actually fucking saying that they
they're
like
siding with him.
They're siding
it's,
with
how's
him.
How's that
wrong.
Feel, guys? How's that feel?
They're wrong.
Holy shit.
What?
Yeah, Twitter is going nuts.
Yeah, it is going
it
nuts.
It is not, a Whopper is not better.
I do like the New York General called it fucking garbage dog food.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Ian C. Pike agrees with us. dominates.
Mike Frizz is with me.
Who is?
Mike, the Mike Frizz. He's with me. God bless you, sir.
He said, this guy said, I assume Dan doesn't eat french fries, you sicko. Yeah. I'd rather eat Sig's than BK fries. That's fucking, Eric is not so funny.
Ricky
Gangster, funny.
Thank you for agreeing that their burgers are better.
God damn it. Somebody named Larry King just emailed me.
Larry King who?
And I got excited. I thought it was like Larry King.
You are a fucking jackass. Are you kidding me?
It's a nice message. I appreciate his message.
What did it say?
It just says, I love your work. I hope you make it down south sometime in the near future. Have a great Thanksgiving. Very nice message.
All right. Well, save that horse shit for your fucking personal life. Not live, the podcast.
Well, I just saw Larry King and I got all excited.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, is Larry King emailing me?
We don't want good shit on this podcast.
Joe, I love the podcast. Podcast.
Eric is not funny. That's actually a great tweet.
Yeah, it was a fucking great tweet, even though that guy is a cunt. No, I'm kidding. He's a nice guy.
Whoa, hey.
I'm kidding. Dude. I got the same thing from fucking Larry King actually wants to know. We got just
is that
real,
him?
Larry King emailed the podcast too. And we're actually, I'm thinking of getting you guys your own email on the glory hole. Do you want that?
You already did.
No, that was your email that it goes to.
49ers or 9-1. Have it come to my email because lose track.
Okay, here's the deal. We just did a whole redesign. You know what, dude? Podcast logo, everything, and on gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly. If you go to the page, we have a whole new design. I made up. I paid for. You guys helped pay for. And we got a logo. We're gonna have T-shirts coming out, and we changed it. So Joe DeRosa and Din Suda are up there. If you guys want to email them or tweet them, you can go right to the gloryholeradio.com/Robert. Don't talk over the promo, dick shit. Especially with that fucking deep voice. I love the new logo. You can go and email them. You can email fucking Swamp Thing and Joe DeRosa.
Like a deformed Ray Romano voice.
Right from gloryholeradio.com.
Robert!
And the new donate button. Everything is up there. And actually, my photo's up there. I don't know if you guys saw it. So what are you saying? You like the new logo?
Yeah.
That's it? I like it, too. I actually got one guy said he hates it.
Who cares?
I do. It hurts.
Don't. Don't let it hurt.
I know. I'm kidding. Yeah, the new logo's up there. We're going to get some T-shirts made up so you guys can actually buy some T-shirts, and we'll give some out with the little dude with the you-know-what dude on there.
The little dude.
Dude.
You-know-what dude.
I can't believe everybody's siding with this fucking loser. Burger King is better. White Castle shits on them both.
No, that fucking does
White
not.
White Castle's awful.
Here's why White Castle is... Look.
Why?
I'll eat it. I like it.
Yeah.
I'll eat it just fine. But here's why it's shit.
Okay.
When I was a kid, we didn't have White Castle. They
you were
still
alone
don't have
because
it.
You had no family
had
and
nothing.
You were adopted.
Just with me and my fake parents hanging out. Having a fake family dinner.
Woo!
No, when I was a kid, they didn't have White Castle in Pennsylvania. They still don't, as far as I know. And my mom bought me the frozen White Castle
I had the same
burgers,
thing.
Right?
The microwavable?
Yeah.
With the onions on them?
Yeah. Ugh. So I got them. I was like, yeah, they're fine. They just taste like microwave hamburgers, whatever. And I was all excited. One day I want to get the real burgers. And I finally got them when I moved to New York. And they tasted exactly like the fucking microwavable. And I'm like, that shit, that stinks. It should taste better than that.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, but it's the actual White Castle burgers.
Look, if I would have loved White Castle, then got the frozen ones, I would have been like, this is the shit.
Right.
But when you do it the other way around, you're like, you got to be kidding me. It tastes the fucking same. It's like if you went to... If you went to Taco Bell and you're like, really? It just tastes like the home kit that you buy? It stinks.
The Lunchable version of it? It was those onions. Ugh.
Yeah, the Pizza Hut Lunchables.
Burger King is way better.
You know, I'm videotaping Dan right now. He really does have the same haircut as the shoulder monster.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious.
Look at that fucking thing.
You just want to see him get his fingernails done like he does in the cartoon.
Yeah, you're about to go on a date with Bugs Bunny. I think Lucky Burger is fucking great.
Well, Lucky In-N-Out, Burger's In-N-Out. Good. It can't fuck with Shake Shack.
What about
though,
In-N-Out?
Dude.
Never been to Shake Shack.
It can't.
Neither have I.
Never
fuck
been.
Fuck what? You just said that you thought it was good.
No, he was talking about Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake, I said, was bad.
Yeah,
but
then
I know that Shake Shack is good. I heard it was good.
I'm telling you something. You get Shake Shack, you're going to go, fuck you, Lucky Burger.
Really?
What about?
Yeah. I love crinkle fries.
What about
In-N-Out? Hold on.
I know I'm the third wheel. No, you're not.
You're not. In-N-Out. Just let me finish.
You're not the third wheel. The fucking... You're not even a wheel on this. No, I'm kidding. You're a wheel. You're
Bobby,
a wheel.
Let me tell you about. Let me just tell you about two things that are relate to this.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna go to Shake Shack.
I'm going to Shake Shack.
And they're not gonna have cheese or crinkle fries, but what they do have is cheese fries with a fucking white cheese sauce.
Ooh,
that
white?
You never had.
White?
And you're going to eat that with your delicious burger. Uh-huh. They also have a peanut butter chocolate milkshake.
Oh.
You're going to be out of your fucking mind, dude. Oh, you're going to be out of your fucking mind. And then one day when you come to Philly, I'm going to bring you to Steve's Prince of Steaks, it's called.
Right?
It's a cheesesteak place. Uh-huh. You know what they have at Steve's Prince of Steak,
what
boys?
What?
White American cheese sauce that they drizzle on your fucking cheesesteak. And then they have a whole bar of hot peppers, and you just put hot peppers on the fucking white cheese American cheese whiz sauce.
Slower.
Dude, it's so fucking good, dude. Yeah. It is so fucking good. I'm telling you, dude. You're going to forget all about
Lucky
Burger.
Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth.
Yeah, it's gross.
My mouth is watering.
LL Cool J lips right now.
Wow.
I'll go down there tonight with you if you want.
I can't.
I'll go stand
fucking
that Shake
Don's cooking
line.
Wheat pasta.
Ugh.
I'm too fat, man. I went to the doctor's.
I
did a stress test. You know what a stress test is? You jogging on a fuck. You're on this treadmill. And he gets you, got my heart rate up to 165.
A stress test is them measuring Bobby's stress after they told me couldn't eat Chips Ahoy anymore.
It's just putting DeRosa's CD in. You know, man, this is the thing with the world, man. Women in general are dead.
I know. I'm just up there. Preaching to nobody. Nobody cares.
It was fucking bad. But everything is good except my high blood pressure. Not crazy high. He was trying to put me on pills. I wouldn't take them. And I had, get this, swollen ankles.
Oh, that's not good, dude.
That's from salt.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
So I got to cut the salt out. I got the sodium, actually. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to start going to the gym tomorrow. I'm going to go back to the gym. I'm going to start eating correct, and that will be the next phase of the next 6 months of my life will be work and going to the gym. That's it. That's it.
I'm going to get through the cigs.
You're going to get through it.
I'm going to get through it.
Yep.
I'm going to give in to the food thing for right now.
Do it.
To get through it. And then my plan is after Christmas, or hopefully before, just start hitting that gym again like crazy.
You know what, dude? We should I'll be with you. And Dan, what do you got going on? Except the newness of life.
I'm just going to wake up every day bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm going to try to quit smoking here by the end of the year. No, that's a lie.
Really?
I want to quit again.
I don't like Dan's on his fucking... Get off your phone, you fucking
I was
cunt.
Reading the tweets.
It doesn't matter. I read the tweets on the fucking podcast. You talk to me, all right? You don't fucking get on your dumb droid that all you right. got at a discount.
I got it actually because I signed a new contract.
You did?
With Verizon.
Did you get a new droid?
No. I got the. I want an iPhone. I'm gonna wait for two more months.
You got to be up already, dude. You've had that phone longer than I've had my iPhone with Verizon. I'm eligible for an upgrade already.
All right. You Maybe I'll get myself.
I don't like fucking. And Dan is changed.
How did I change?
I don't know. He got more humble since he's been to fucking Ireland and with the fucking
I got
corporate
more humble.
World. Yeah, he's got like some thing going on about him. Like a couple weeks ago, he was, you know, raw and fucking like me and you, just out there being honest, fucking. And now he's just sitting there polite you know, no, he's on his phone.
Well, maybe it's because I took a fucking beating on the last podcast.
You like, should have.
I know I should have.
You tried to come up with
a... I'm going
to
watch what I save a little more now.
No. You tried to come up... anyways, listen. Yeah,
he's a corporate rep now.
Dude. No, you're corporate.
I'm not. No, I'm not. Don't you call me a suit.
You were told what to say, what not to say.
No.
You know, I know you do that podcast, Dan, but you got to watch what you say.
Let them watch.
Let those guys do what they do.
No, yeah, you know what, Dan? Maybe you shouldn't go on all the time.
Maybe you guys are a little upset that I proved a point that Burger King sandwiches are better than McDonald's sandwiches. And the Twitter followers agree.
What fucking sickening planet is Burger King better than McDonald's?
And McDonald's fries are better.
Everything is better at
McDonald's. No, it's not.
The shakes.
What about breakfast?
Salads,
what about breakfast?
The breakfast at McDonald's kills.
Okay. Yes,
oh, my God.
Does. Yeah,
the fuck? God damn it. I don't give a shit, dude. The Egg McMuffin is still the number one goddamn breakfast sandwich on the planet.
It's the best sandwich.
With a fucking...
The hash brown
they make?
Put the hash brown. You ever put the hash brown on the Egg McMuffin?
Oh, no, I never did that.
I said it.
Call. But I don't want... I like the hash brown separate. No ketchup, because I like to taste the hash brown.
No, it's great, dude. I don't care how many hotels I've been to, how many nice fucking breakfast buffets, or the guy makes you the omelet. None of it can stand up to a sausage McMuffin with egg. That fucking sausage with the cheese.
Oh, my God. And the McMuffin fucking, is a real McMuffin.
It's a muffin.
It's a McMuffin, man. It's a muffin.
I'm not arguing that at all.
My God.
I'm just saying.
Remember the little juice they used to give you?
Oh, where I had the tinfoil cap?
I like the tinfoil cap.
Yeah, and I missed that. That fucking prison juice they
gave you. Yeah.
I missed that. I know.
I can miss it.
Now they put it in the cup, and they give you a straw. Fuck that.
Stinks.
Give me that fucking... You know what I do, though? I go, fuck the orange juice. Give me two of those apple juice boxes. They got drink boxes of apple juice. I get those.
I just get soda.
In the morning?
God.
I'm like,
all right, I respect that.
You get fucking soda in the... I kind of got to respect that, too.
Nice Sprite?
I respect that. My buddy used to do that. He used to get the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Yeah.
And he'd get a second sandwich or something with it, and he'd get a fucking Coke.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fucking dog. I love it.
God damn. I got dinner tonight, but I really want to take... We should go over to fucking Mickey D's, slap something down before I go home to that fucking whole wheat pasta.
No, you just... I can't do that. I mean, I can't enable that.
Why?
Huh?
Your sodium levels are high.
Really?
Because I don't want to have to go to a meeting for enabling you, whatever that meeting is. Whatever that's called, Al-Anon or whatever.
All right, here
we're
going
to go and fucking...
Here it is, guys. All right? I got some news I'm going to break out, and we're going to wrap this up. This is a long podcast, but I'm going to wrap this up. I got some great fucking news.
What?
Awesome goddamn news. Glory Hole Radio... .com.
Okay, here's the deal.
Added
go
me and
right
Jim
now
Florentine
to
about
iTunes
6 months ago.
And get my app. It's free.
To their
you asshole. It's free.
They get a great
free. If you have an iPhone,
okay?
You don't have my app on it, and
I know
you listen
that there's
to this podcast.
Networks
you're
out
a fucking
there. A
loser, or you're just
there
lazy.
But the one
it
thing
has
I like
the
about
podcast
going
on there, updates every week.
The one thing that
it
I
has
fancy
my tour dates. It has a bunch of shit.
Why
it's free. It's free. It's the best way to listen to the podcast.
I was doing it by myself for a long time.
Right in your fucking hand.
The one thing
hand.
That I liked about
it
going to Glory Hole is that I was involved
and another
with
thing,
a group
motherfuckers,
of other people doing podcasts.
Thank you for donating
Jim
all
Florentine,
the fucking
the Glory
have.
Hole,
we've made this
podcast
a million
that's
times
out there,
better
the Jersey
your
Jerks,
donations.
Mad Scientist Party
donate,
Hour.
If you want to donate, it's $10 and $20. We're going to kind of switch that up to make it whatever you want.
You know,
it's on gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly. Right at the top, donate button.
Computer real quick?
We appreciate all the donations. Because it does help. It fucking helps. We pay for a bunch of shit.
They need to go a little faster.
And
that,
wires
Joe.
And fucking mixing boards.
A little faster.
All kinds of doodads that we need to make
that's
the
good,
show
that's good.
Better
that's
so
good.
You guys
that's
get to fucking
enough.
Have some
that's
entertainment in your life. So thank you for
I mean,
all the
not,
donations.
I mean, it's die.
Keep
it's
spreading
like
the word. Tell everybody
away.
You know to get this fucking
well,
podcast.
Don't give me fucking
you guys got
eyebrows.
Us up to number 30 last week. That's
we
that shit.
The whole goddamn
so
yeah,
thank you,
know,
and that's it. Keep listening.
Maybe
you wouldn't 5 minutes.
Hey, here's the deal. We didn't. I said something, you got the thing, and we didn't. How's that fucking not smoking cunt? Fuck, right, Dan?
This
look
guy.
At him. He's just neutral.
I'm not neutral at
God
all.
God hates neutral
can
people.
Can you get to your news?
Okay, the news is that Glory Hole, what we're trying to do, we want a place where you can go and get everything, every podcast out there for free. You can go and get amazing fucking cool podcasts. We're adding 3 new podcasts to the network next week. Which would be today when this podcast comes out.
There will be 3 new podcasts.
New podcasts. One is going to be Hammer Fisting MMA podcast.
Luis Gomez.
Luis Gomez. His podcast is going to be on Glory Hole Radio. Nice. So now we're finally going to have a fucking MMA podcast on the network. Because I love MMA. There's no sports on the network. This is going to be, and not only is it an MMA podcast, it's a funny podcast.
Yeah, they're good.
They're fucking good.
Vic,
they know their
Lewis
shit.
And Mike.
Vic Lewis and Mike know their shit. They're fucking funny, and they love MMA.
Yeah.
And they're passionate about their podcast.
They know their shit.
Number two, we got fucking The Comedy Cellar.
Really?
What is that?
The Comedy Cellar. It's called Live from the Comedy Cellar Table. Once a week, Noam Dorman, the owner of the Comedy Cellar, is going to be doing a podcast from the Comedy Cellar Table. The back table, and you never know, he's going to have one guest a week that's going to be on it.
Right.
And all the other comics kind of go through it. I already did one of them. I did the first episode with them, and Tom Papa was on it, and it's out today. Jim Norton flopped in, and Amy Schumer. Owen, all these people just come in and out. It's at the Comedy Cellar Table.
Right.
Once a week, he's taping a podcast, and it's one of the newest additions to the Glory Hole Radio Network.
Right.
It's never been done. It's the famous Comedy Cellar Table where Tough Crowd was inspired from, and you know, you never know who's
still gonna, scares the shit out of me.
You never know who's going to be on it. You never know who's going to be on
awesome.
It.
That's fucking awesome.
And number three, the last one, my wife hates me. Starring Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's a good one.
Yes, it's a. I've already listened to one of the podcasts, it's going to be great. So today, it's out now because this podcast is coming out next Monday. It's fucking out there.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. It's a network of good podcasts.
It's a network of fucking. It's going to be 9 podcasts and the 3 new additions.
Good selection.
Well, let's just put it this way: my podcast is the number one podcast on the network.
I mean,
we kill it. We kill it, motherfuckers.
But anyway, I'm right about Burger King, motherfuckers.
No, fuck you, die.
You know what? No, you are call garbage. Me neutral. Call me fucking Switzerland all fucking day.
You are Switzerland.
No, I'm not.
You have a Swiss haircut.
I have a banker from 1920s haircut.
I.
What's that? You want some stocks? How about some war bonds?
This today, right the fuck now.
I'm trying to find some information.
Today, right the fuck now. Go to gloryholeradio.com and subscribe. Go to iTunes. Subscribe. Leave a review. Everybody today, go and get the Comedy Cellar Live from the Table. Get
from the table, dude.
Hammer Fisting MMA podcast. And
go talk about Luis Gomez and Vic and Mike.
And then me and Bonnie are going to do our okay?
3 new podcasts that are going to fucking kill it. So make sure you check those out. And all the other podcasts that are up there now, gloryholeradio.com. We got bigger news after the holidays. We got some really sick shit happening with this network that we're going to get it out there big time. I want to thank you guys, Joe DeRosa.
Hey, thanks.
And Dan Soda.
You're welcome.
Fucking Mr. Neutral, Mr. Corporate Dan Soda. You should wear a tie from now on. What do you think?
Yeah, suit and tie.
Yeah, I think a suit and tie.
Well, I just want to let you guys know my lawyer will be contacting you to edit the podcast and take it.
Fucking anything but these sneakers.
These sneakers are fucking great.
It just sucks that his feet didn't get giant disease. It's just his hands and his head.
I have big feet.
No, you don't. You get
13 and a half.
You get yeah, but your head is a fucking 18
eight.
And a half.
It's an 8.
Yeah, you have a huge
I wear
head.
An 8 size head.
You really do?
I wear an 8.
Wow, what a melon.
Yeah.
Oh, you do. what's that?
I'm doing the Rock.
Well, what's that? Oh, the Rock.
Survivor Series is tonight.
Oh,
is it really?
Shit.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna get the fuck out.
But
what time is that?
Tonight when this airs.
It was a week ago.
Actually,
a week ago, yeah.
It's at the fucking Madison Square Garden.
It's at the
dude.
Garden.
Really?
The Rock's wrestling
has
tonight.
Come
is he?
Back.
Is
him and Cena are tag teaming tonight.
Against.
But you have to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't. There's got to be a fucking. There's got to be a thing out there.
Finally, The Rock has come
I know,
back.
It started at fucking 7:30. So.
All right. Let's go. We're wrapping this motherfucker up. Another good episode. Thanks, guys. You guys
Thank
at
you.
Joe DeRosa. Just
Thanks.
Go to gloryholeradio.com and Joe DeRosa, Dan Soda, me. We're all up there. And the donate button's up there. And make sure you check out the new podcasts that are on gloryholeradio.com. God bless. You know what?
Okay, here's the deal. Go right now to iTunes and get my app. It's free, you asshole. It's free. Free. If you have an iPhone and you don't have my app on it and you listen to this podcast, you're a fucking loser or you're just lazy. It has the podcast on there, updates every week. It has my tour dates. It has a bunch of shit, and it's free. It's free. It's the best way to listen to the podcast if you have an iPhone. Right in your fucking hand. It updates automatically. And another thing, motherfuckers, thank you for donating all the fucking cash you have. We've made this podcast a million times better because of your donations. If you want to donate, it's $10 and $20. We're going to kind of switch that up to make it whatever you want. It's on gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly, right at the top, donate button. We appreciate all the donations because it does help. It fucking helps. We pay for a bunch of shit, microphones and cords and wires and fucking mixing boards and all kinds of doodads that we need to make this show better so you guys get to fucking have some entertainment in your life. So thank you for all the donations. Keep spreading the word. Tell everybody you know to get this fucking podcast. You guys got us up to number 30 last week. That's amazing. So thank you, and that's it. Keep listening. Do 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 do.